CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
The Charlie Kirk Show from the Automated Office System Studios on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
Virginia's sales tax holiday is now underway. You can purchase school supplies, clothes, shoes, tax-free this weekend. Also, hurricane preparedness items like generators and chainsaws, plus Energy Star and WaterSense appliances with a tax credit up to $2,500. For a full list, go to tax.virginia.gov. The sales tax holiday ends Sunday night.
The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety awarded poor ratings to the Chevy Malibu, Toyota Camry, and Nissan Altima.
While we were not totally surprised by the results, this is a tougher test than our original side test, we were certainly disappointed.
The IIHS recommends you visit their website before you go to the dealership and be informed about what safety features to look out for.
Virginia State Police are recruiting officers today.
State Police are welcoming interested people to take part in Phase 1 testing tomorrow in Chesterfield. It's an early start, 7 o'clock, at the VSP Academy on Midlothian Turnpike. You must have an application on file and bring a valid photo ID and Social Security card. Walk-ins are okay, but participants should set aside around 5 hours to complete the testing.
The restaurant Moose's by the Creek off of Quarry Road and Monticello Avenue just before Interstate 64 is holding a weekend-long drive to collect cleaning supplies for people impacted by the floods in Kentucky.
It's been weighing heavy on my heart for a while. You know, the people in Kentucky basically lost everything.
Melissa, the owner, a.k.a. Moose, says the drive will be going on all weekend.
We are there from 8 to 3, and certainly if people have need to bring stuff and need us to stay later, we're open for that. We just ask that you give the restaurant a call.
You can click through to the full list on our Facebook page, WCHV Radio. A casino within an hour drive of Charlottesville not going to be on the 2022 ballot.
A judge granted permission to hold a second vote on the 2022 November ballot, but Senator Joe Morrissey and Delegate Kim Taylor sent a letter to Governor Glenn Youngkin to make him aware of the attempt to put the one casino back on the ballot this fall, despite it being illegal. Soon after, Urban One, developers of the casino, began preparing to file a petition to remove the casino referendum from the November 2022 ballot.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast are next on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
The CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny skies today, showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Storms will be capable of very heavy rain and damaging straight line winds. High temperatures around 90 degrees today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy on Sunday, few afternoon showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. I'm CBS 19 Chief Meteorologist Travis Koshko for Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.